Zeto katola zoza. Open your mouth in tongues, in tongues, in tongues, in tongues, in tongues, in tongues. In tongues, in tongues, worshiping, worshiping, worshiping. Worshiping. Worshiping, worshiping, worshiping. Hallelujah, Tatosa. Amen, amen. Okay, please listen to me carefully before you sit down. Now, if we said the sun shined by 7 o'clock in the morning and the sun sets by 6 o'clock in the evening, is that anything spectacular? Hello? Is that spectacular? No? Okay, but if the sun, like you suddenly woke up 2 a.m. and every day was bright. I said, what? And the sun refused to set till 12 midnight. Is that spectacular? Who is God? He's already eternal. Amen? He's an eternal being. He created all. So, for God to reign forever, is that really a miracle? Of course, he will reign forever, praise him or not. Think about him, think about him or not, he will reign forever. That is why it's good. You reflect on what you are reading. Romans 5, pick your Bibles, everybody. Where you read this morning, who is reigning forever? Check it, check it, check it. Romans 5, everybody. Glory to God. Let me read from verse 15, 16. You should take 17 for me. 15 says, but not as the offense, so also is a free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. 16, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. Verse 17, want to go, everybody? Death rate by one. Much more. You are not reading it as boldly as I want. 17 again, want to go? Much more. Receive abundance. And the what? Who is reigning forever? You are not convinced. Hallelujah. There are some things that God is by default. But there's a reason why God became a man. Why he died the death of a criminal. Why he died on the cross. Why he was buried. Why he rose again. That is our fraternity. That is what we celebrate. Thank you, Jesus. Say, because Jesus is raised from the dead, I reign forever. Say, I reign forever. Say, I am a master. Say, I am a master. Say, I am not defeated. Say, I am a champion. Sir, come on, say, I am a master. Say, I am a master. Say, I reign in life. Say, I am not defeated. Say, I reign. Sing in tongues, everybody. Sing in tongues. Sing in tongues. This is what the Lord has done. This is what you did for us. You did for us, you did for us, you did for us. Libro trata ta te te. Shete bala 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 mose ta da 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 de. Lima la mala 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 mose toka te te da. Peso kanta mala 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 Thank you, Jesus. Say with me again as loudly as you can. Say, I have received the abundance of grace.
I have received
the free gift of righteousness.
I have received
the free gift of righteousness. So I reign. For no reason. He said it. He said you have. What you must not do is to deny what he is saying concerning you. You don't deny it. You put his words in your mouth. Praise God. Say, I have received
the free gift of righteousness.
Not the one I worked for. It's free. So I reign. Work for it, but today, because of what he has done, you reign over the powers of darkness, you reign over sickness, you reign over addiction, you reign where others are saying they are defeated, you reign what some are calling just a little sin, you reign. You are not the one that we say, no, it's the devil that made me do it. No, you reign. You are a master. You're not the one that will be sleeping in night and so you say some village people are coming after you. No, you reign. You reign. You reign. You are not the one that will say, I'm unable to pray. No. Your body is yours. You dictate to the body. Even over this body, you reign. I'm a master. Hallelujah. Come on, shout glory.
Glory!
Thank you, Jesus. I'm your sister, everybody. Thank you.
You reign forever, so we reign forever. Because of what you have done, we reign forever. We reign forever. We are not the defeated. We shine, we rule in the brightness of your light. We shine, we rule, we rule, we rule. Kick the walls, don't mind my voice. I say you rule, you rule, you rule, you rule. You will not be defeated. You will not be the one. That will be said that poverty defeated you. No, you reign. You are not the one looking for favor. You are the one giving others favor. You reign. This is Christianity. What God has done that you are enjoying today. Christianity. God, the man who died for man, and he rose as a man. So we give praise to God, the man. Who died for man? God in man, God in man, you died for man, and he rose as a man. So we give praise to God, amen. Who died for man?
Hallelujah. That is our victory. They that receive the abundance of grace. You don't pray to receive it. Come on. You believe. and the free gift of righteousness. How dare you reject a free gift? It's free. Just to say, I believe in what you have done, and it's all yours. Because of this gospel of Christ, you will win and you will reign in life. You will always be a champion wherever you are. Because God the man died for man, and he rose as a man. So we give praise.
So we give praise to God the man. Amen.
Weekly sickness is not your portion. Heartbreak is not your lot. Weakness is not for you. You reign in life. God in man,
God in man, you died for man.
And he rose,
and he rose.
Focus on who you are. For the more you see, the more you will be. God in man,
God in man, who died for man.
Leave the past.
And he rose.
He's gone.
As a man.
Leave the past.
So we give he's gone. He's gone. God in man, who died for man.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You leave the past.
Every day is brand new.
You're not up there that is praying, God, restore to me my lost glory. No! Christ in you, hope of glory. Ever fresh. Ever unique. Ever strong. Ever potent. Hallelujah.
You know, the ocean never complains. The water leaves.
Hallelujah. The ocean doesn't complain that, somebody has fetched one bucket from me. No. How dare you say, every glory that the devil has stolen away. Shut up. Focus on Christ. Focus in Christ. In fact, you tell the devil, do you want man? Come and take. Ooh, glory to God. And guess what? In Christ, you are well defended. People can't even say, don't worry not about your life. Your defense is in Christ. That fear of death, he has delivered you from it already. The fear of death is no more. Who is here fearing death? Fearing what man can do? No.
You have eternal life. So, head or tail, you always win. But in Christ, you reign in life, in this present life. Because God the man
who died for man,
he rose,
and he rose as a man.
We give praise.
So we give praise to God the man who died for man.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. For all you have done for us. Can't say this enough. You just keep expanding more and more on this every day. But it's real. It's real. Man is designed for glory. Man is not designed, created for defeat. But in Christ, there is perfect restoration. Total restoration. Apokatalazo. You have been restored back to reconciliation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. How was your week? Yeah. So you allow what you are hearing in church to reflect. Last Sunday, we studied what? Christian worship and songs. That means nothing must be casual. Everything is just real. It's so real. We are not gathering here for fun, for the sake of let's have another church. If it's not real, come on, let's go and watch DSTV. If we are just gathering here for the sake of it, for entertainment, come on, we've got better entertainers out there. Praise God. You know, I did a lot of sound engineering. We have one single keyboard that can buy, sorry to say, all of us here. Amen, amen. Praise God. Now we'll buy everything all together. When you see one simple microphone, I say this mic is 2.5 million naira. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I'm not even praying to get there, amen. Maybe something that will say, oh, God will take us there. No, not that one. Praise God. So we, you know, we have great performance. Who perform? We are not pursuing them. We are simply coming together to discuss what God has done for us. So in our song, in our prayers, everything must be real. We don't sing to be excited. To be happy, we sing realities. That the communication of your faith may be effectual when you acknowledge every good thing, not just any good thing outside, in you, in Christ. Priority. Praise God. Where are your Bibles today, everybody? Can I see your Bibles? If you don't have a Bible, just signify it to the ushers. They will give you one. Let me see everybody a Bible. Good. Everybody has a Bible. Thank you. Please give somebody a Bible. Somebody needs a Bible. Praise God. Kaliste, give it to us. Pray and take it. Please place premium on what you are hearing here. Place premium on the things of God. Place premium on the things of the Spirit. Place premium. Yes, we have to walk. Yes, we have to do things. But please place premium on the things of God. For in the things of God is your advancement. For in the things of God is your real reality. When storms arise in years to come, it's the things you have eaten today that you use to defend yourself tomorrow. Place premium on the word of God. Place premium on the things of the Spirit. On utterances, place premium on it. Amen, amen. Drop that prayer mentality. Drop it today that you can be hurt easily. Drop it today. You are not a prayer. You are not subject to hurt. You are not itchy. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's for someone. You are really a champion. I'm not just trying to bobo you so you can bring big tithe to church next Sunday. No, but you are a champion. I am telling you, if you like, don't like me after today, but I will tell you what God did for you. Amen. Oh, love you, Jesus. Okay, today, open your scriptures, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, you must not, please. I will try to narrow the sermon to just an hour, but please give me total attention. Everybody, workers, ministers, be very attentive. This may not sound like a very common sermon, but if you are not even careful, you think I'm not speaking about who you are in Christ. But be attentive. It will bless you if you can pick what I'm saying today. Everybody needs it, old and young. First timer, old timer, foundational timer, ancient timer, alumni timer. Praise God. Okay. So you must not insulate any aspect of your life from the influence of God's word. Well, yesterday I remember I didn't give you a topic, right? Did I? Yesterday I didn't, right? Okay, topic was your words, your victory. Our words, our victory. That was the topic of yesterday. Our words, our victory. Yes, that was yesterday. Our words, our victory. Remember what we did on Wednesday? What was the title? Redeeming the time. Please, if you are not here, get that message. It will be, we'll try and upload this week. Redeeming the times. They ask you, how do you redeem the time? Say, by praying, God of Elijah, send down fire. Listen to the message. You understand how to redeem the time. How not to waste your time thinking you are redeeming the time. Praise God. So you must not insulate any aspect of your life from the influence of God's word. allow the world to be dominant on every aspect of your life. Don't be a believer at home and at work. They don't know you as anything. Some of you allow the world to influence your choice of career, but the way you run your relationship, is it the same way unbelievers run their own? Some people, in example, they are not Christians. Yeah, no, God is not here. No, this one is different. Anything goes now. Some people say, well, of course, I come for evangelism. I've given God his own deal. But this is my relationship. If the guy messes up, I will show him pepper. This is me. No, you must not have an aspect of your life that you cage from the influence of God's word. Because that would be the stronghold of the devil. You must not be good in 99% and you now leave one. Say, this one, God, just leave this one for me. I am good at this. Don't worry, my mother taught me well. What my father did to my mother. Don't worry, I am reserving some pepper for this man that is coming. No. See, I will allow the word of God to have full preeminence. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. 16, want to go, everybody? All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 17, yes, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto. So, thoroughly furnished. You are complete. You are furnished perfectly. That's from the Greek. Exartizo. Not part-time, full-time. You are complete. You are prepared. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That means the word of God has a say on every aspect of your life. I'm not saying the word of God will teach you how to solve algebra. I'm not saying the word of God will teach you how to do something. No, but the word of God has an influence in your conduct on every aspect. It has an influence. You must allow it. You must allow it. You must allow it. Of course, I can say this clearly. Of course, you know, there's no really dressing called Christian dressing. You understand? There's no dressing that is really called Christian dressing. There's no Holy Ghost design shirt for brothers and Holy Ghost and heavenly made skirt for sisters. Nothing like that. But no, nevertheless, you must allow your faith to influence your dressing. Praise God. So you must allow the world to have full preeminence. Full preeminence. We have believers tongue talking, heaven bound, that you cannot trust with time. Tell them, meet me by ShopRite by 4 p.m. Just expect them by 10. I am on my way, and they are still betting. Praise God. No, allow the world to have its full preeminence. Never fence any aspect of your life from the influence of God's word. Allow it. Allow it. Okay, today, you know, how many of you have worked in the manufacturing industry before? Manufacturing industry, plants, yes. Now, in some, most manufacturing industry, let me just follow me carefully. Oh, you get where I'm going very soon. There is something that is actually called like a conveyor belt most of the time. That means you will put, if you want to produce this laptop, you will put the empty casing somewhere. Or let me use the word raw material. It will be on the start position. Now the conveyor belt will be carrying it from one point to another. So as it's going in different stages, power is being supplied by the belt, to the belt. And they are adding things, add the screen, add the keyboard, add the processor, add the memory, add the RAM, add the ROM, everything till the finished product is out. So it's like all you need to do is to push the raw materials and supply power. And the rest will be done. Like, put the raw material in the stats, right? Supply power to the conveyor belt. As different stages, everything else will fall into place. Are you with me, somebody? Okay. Like, also in, let me say, car manufacturing, you just see them, they just put one empty, just the empty body. The body will be at the beginning. Stage one, the thing will get somewhere, they will spray it. First, they'll do a lot of other things. They'll spray it. Later, they put the glass. Later, they put the seat. Later, they put the engine. They put the gear. Okay, they put the wirings. No. Later, they certify it. Okay, fit for driving. So also, the life of man is similar. Today, I'm likening the life of man to like an assembly line. Now, see, one thing I want to prevent in this church is that you guys must not be an emergency Christian, haphazard Christian. Christian that will call pastor 1 a.m. Pastor, pray. What's the day? Pray. Hypertensive confession of faith. Emergency prayer points. Psalm 62. Psalm 35. When you don't know how things work, when the situation has now hooked you here, Pastor. Most time now, they actually switch up my phone. Amen. Urgent Bible reading. The Bibles that you say you'll be studying, now it's time. See, we can know how things work. Learn how things work now to make life good for you and for everyone around you. For your sake and for the sake of your family, at least learn God's word. I'll say that again. For your sake and for the sake of your family, learn God's word. Don't do yourself a deliberate injustice. There is nothing good in struggling how to keep your kids in good conduct or to keep your kids in good health later. No, start now, even before you are married. Yeah, it's nothing good in when your husband will now spend half of his salary on you, on drugs. On you. Nothing good about it. Nothing. Praise God. Allow the word. Make the sacrifice today for the sake of tomorrow. So like I said, in the production line, it's like an automated system. All you need to do is to supply the raw materials and the power, and the rest will be done. Now, this is the good news. Well, today I'll be speaking to you about honoring God with your thoughts. Honoring God with your thoughts. Now, man in Christ does not have a power problem at all. Thank God for the sister that sang. She mentioned it so clearly. The man in Christ does not have a power problem. Don't forget, I said in a conveyor belt, in an assembly line, all you need to do is to put raw material and supply power. The rest will be done. So in Christ, you don't lack power. Amen? Say, I don't lack power. Say, I don't lack power at all. Okay, Ephesians 3:20. I start from there. Ephesians 3:20. I wait for you, everybody. Of course, you have to open. I don't read for people. We all read together. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Let me be a bit slower today. Ephesians 3. Verse 20. Okay, now we go. Now, want to go, everybody? Unto him that is able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly,
above all that we ask or think, according to the power that what? Where is the power of God working? Say the power of God is working in me. See, that renders every prayer point that tells you to be asking for the power of God null and void. It just, any such prayer point is just nullified. Acts 1 verse 8. Open. You know, by the time we have a screen here, it will only be for the songs. I will never bring a screen for scripture. You have to open scripture yourself. You have to open it so that you can get used to it when you get home. Acts 1 verse 8, open it. I'll wait for you. Okay, one to go, everybody. Acts 1, verse 8. Can we read? But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come, and you shall be witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Praise God. How many body have the Holy Ghost here? Say, I have the Holy Ghost, so I have the power of God. Okay, Acts chapter 4, verse 33. When a man believes the gospel, he receives the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is not what God will think about. Should I give him? Should I not give him? Will he maintain it? Will he not maintain it? No. You believe the gospel, he gives you his Spirit. It's a seal. That is Ephesians 1:13. Now, Ephesians 4:33. Ephesians 4:33. Let me wait for all that. Ephesians 4:33. At times when you Acts 4:33. Smart guys. It's reached 32 or something. Okay, Acts 4:33. Okay, want to go, everybody? And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon. Hallelujah. Say, power is in me already. So you can never lack power to make things happen. Nope. It is a function of your spirit man. Like it or not, feel it or not, you are powerful. Like it or not, feel it or not, you have the power of God resident in you. Like it or not, you can heal the sick right now. You can cause a dead man to get up right now without extra prayer points. Amen. Why? It's a function of what God has done that is in you right now. So you are powerful. See, I'm powerful. Now, but the journey does not end there. Power is not enough. It's not enough. That you have it is not enough. Joshua 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Don't forget, I said in a manufacturing industry, they will supply the raw materials and they will supply power. Once there is raw material, power does the rest. Now, good news in Christ, we don't have a power problem. There is power. So what must you supply to the beginning of the production line? Joshua 1 verse 8. Want to go, everybody? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous, and then thou shalt have. Now, hold on. Let me see these translations. I'll read from contemporary version translations for you right now. And that is Joshua 1. Let me read from verse 5. Joshua, I will always be with you and help you as I helped Moses. And no one will be able to defeat you. Verse 6, long time ago, I promised the ancestors of Israel that I would give this land to their descendants. So be strong and be brave. Be careful to do everything my servant Moses taught you. Now, despite the great promise, despite like what God has said, what God has promised, see the next thing God told him. He said, okay, I'll keep reading. Never stop reading the book of the law he gave you day and night. You must think about what he says.
If you will obey it completely, you and Israel will be able to take this land. Let me read BBE, Basic Bible English, verse 8. Let this book of the law be ever on your lips and in your thoughts, day and night, so that you may keep with care everything in it. Then a blessing will be on all your way, and you will do well. I read one more translation for you. That should be God's word, GW, Joshua 1, verse 8. Never stop reciting these teachings. You must think about them night and day, so that you will faithfully do everything written in them. Only then will you prosper and succeed. Who can tell me the common denominator in all these things? Who can tell me the common denominator that Joshua must do? Read, yes. Sir? Meditate. What is another word for meditation? Think. Romance. Romance with the word of God. Jesus. Okay. So he's saying Joshua's mind must be filled with these things. His mind must be on these things. Now, I want to speak to you today, like I said, on honoring God with your thoughts. Romans 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. Are you there, everybody? Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Are you all looking at your Bible? Don't look at me. Look at your Bible. Okay, I take Romans 12, verse 2 again, everybody. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the what? How do you become transformed? How do you become transformed? By the what? Renewing of your mind. That you may prove what is that what? Good and acceptable and perfect. I've told you, some people have been saying that there is a good will, there is an acceptable will, there is a perfect will. Don't mind, that is just gymnastics. The will of God is good, is acceptable, and is perfect. Okay, look at this translation. Romans 12. Verse 2, right? Okay. Don't become like the people of this world. Instead, change the way you think. Then you will be able to determine what God really wants, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. So please tell your neighbor, change the way you think. Tell somebody else, change the way you think. Now, ask somebody else, say, what are the things you do think about? Get response. What are the things you do think about? Ask somebody. Ask somebody. Say, what are the thoughts in your mind this morning? What do you fill your mind with? What do you ruminate about all week? Now, I will take it gradually. Let's look at the subject of sin, for instance. Do you know every sin gives you time to think about it? Don't say the thing just catch me, gua. No. Every sin gives you time to think about it. Okay. If you say it's so sudden, we then suddenly be carrying shit around like this and say, hey, give me, I want to eat. Suddenly, they are carrying shit. And as you just saw shit, your default response is, ow! Why? Your mind is not filled with such rubbish, right? Some of you are feeling So, if you say that, it's not my fault, the thing came so suddenly. No, it's because
Sometimes ago, it has been in your thought. So when opportunity comes, 4 divided by 2 just becomes 2. Simple. James 1. Many times we try to flee in the physical, but we don't flee in our mind. That is why as you are fleeing from one, you are running to another. It's a process. It starts from the mind. James 1:14. James 1:14. Open. Everybody, open. Give me a share. I'll be sitting down till people finish opening. Open. You have to open this Bible. If you don't open it in church, when will you open it? James 1:14. I'm inspecting everybody's Bible. Pastor, get a education for writing. Andrew, is that your phone? I can't even see it. It's broken. Battered, bruised. And that's your Bible. Amen. Open. Elijah, get a bigger Bible.
Man of God.
Okay. Is that right there? James 1:14. Okay, I take it together. Let's take it together. One to go. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. 15. And when lust at what? Conceived. He bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished. 16. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Let me read God's word translation for you. James 1:14. Everyone is tempted by his own desires, as they lure him away and trap him. 15. Then desires become... Sorry. When desires become pregnant and gives birth. Okay. Then desires become pregnant and gives birth to sin. And when sin grows up, it births to death. So man tries to stop the action, but continues in the thought. That is the problem. Man tries to stop the action, but they continue in the thinking. See, even in anything in life, don't just expect excellence to just jump on you suddenly. It all starts from thinking, right thinking. So when you, what whatsoever you fill your mind with, that is what the power of God will transmit to your words. And what you are now speaking is what the power of God will translate to your action. And what, same thing, the power of God will translate it to your experience. Say, I don't have a power problem, but I must put right thinking there. Amen. E.g., now let's look at this, like, let me just use the word human relationships, for instance. You know, some people, they have a very poor appreciation of others. Some people disdain others, like, so easily. It's wrong thinking. It starts from here. Romans 12:16. When you don't honor people in your mind, you can't honor them physically. It's impossible. When you don't think well of others, when you always feel you are superior, when you have that superiority knowledge of others, right thinking, honoring even your pastor must not even start from in church. No, you must think well of him. Nothing jumps on you. It's your thinking. Think about it. When we are in school, the lecturer that we usually disrespect, behind them, even when they are not in class, what do we usually do? We gossip about them, Abby. We think, that man, he said like cherry mango. We gossip about them. We talk bad about them. Why? Because of the things they have done. And because of that, even when they come to the class, you can be making noise. Parola. Using all sorts of slangs. Is the thought. Mental appreciation of others. I said Romans chapter what?
12, 16. Everybody 16 want to go, yes? Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own. Please, everybody, eyes up, eyes up. Look at me. Listen to what these translations. I want to read very well. Romans 12, 16. Let me read from this Darby translation. Have the same respect one for another, not minding high things, but going along with the lowly. Be not wise in your own eyes. Write that one down. I will not be wise in my own eyes. Write that one down. I'll wait for you. Write it down. Write it down. Write it down. You come to church with Bible. I can borrow you my own. Sorry. Where is it, sir? In the back. You write. Then later you will get the messages. You listen again. That is how to meditate. Okay, now I'll read another translation for you. CEV. Say, be friendly with everyone. Don't be proud and feel that you are smarter than others. Make friends with ordinary people. Say, don't be proud. Don't feel that you are always smarter than others. Thinking is thinking. Don't have that superiority knowledge. I'm not saying don't have good self-esteem. No. Write it down. I won't feel I'm smarter than others. Write it. I don't know. However you can put it like that. Yeah, I'm hard today. I take another translation. That should be BBE. Say, be in harmony with one another. Do not have a high opinion of yourself. Write that one down. I will not have an high opinion, an exaggerated opinion of myself. But in agreement with common people, do not give yourself an air of wisdom. So it starts with a mental appreciation of others. Some just disdain other folks because of age, marital status, gender, whatever. Think about the subject of divorce, for instance. Is it divorce or divorce? Divorce, for instance. Where does divorce start from? It's a thought. It's a thinking. And when you nurse that tension long enough, you will see what you are looking for. You will see it. Because your thought will shape your expectation, it will shape your action, and it will shape your response. So the problem is not outside. The problem is inside. Why not think about love? Like, who was talking about forgiveness this morning? Okay, it was in Walker Simpson. Why not think about love? Think about forgiveness. No, I remember, some weeks ago, me and my wife, we went to an ATM. And one man, he just came. He was obviously wrong on another queue. He saw this woman there because it's the woman that wants to come and withdraw. She just used his big belly, just shans her, boo. Ah. He said, no, you have nobody is collecting money here. Ah. He was from another queue. He was my, and everybody was saying that this woman is the one. He said, no. And he stood by the ATM like this. He said, that is my car, I parked there. And I went to shake the car. And I saw maybe 206 Miranda or something. It's big belly. Such man, he has a very bad appreciation of women. Some women as weaker, we can oppress them. So I won't be surprised if he beats his wife at all. Some of us, maybe Yoruba, you know, they have taught us that women are like this, Abi. Or which tribe is that? I don't know which tribe. It's common in plenty of tribes. It's Africa generally. Women are like this. So you think that way. When you see a woman getting first in your class, you start, woman. Me. How can a woman be my boss? You'll be poor. You won't see job. In Christ, neither male or female. You read that in church. Now get to outside. Now say, let the word of God affect every area of your life. This girl. See how short he is. And she will give me order. Amen. When Ogamak came to Nigeria, what was he wearing? Was he wearing Agbada? You gonna mess up with him now. Just how is he? Even in the same preaching, say, when do you start me so that you are talking to us? Praise God. Bad mental appreciation. I think that is one of the reasons why those feminist thing actually came up and addressed. Praise God. Now, E.G., look at this one also. Ministering the gospel of Christ. I've talked about woman relationship. I've talked about divorce. I've talked about sin. Now, what of even in ministering the gospel of Christ, some of you just really want to be a great preacher like Pastor Nainka just overnight. But what do you fill your mind with? The way that man posts on Facebook, don't you know that his mind is always on the gospel? Amen? Say like, you know what I'm talking about. What is occupying your mind? When last you spend hours thinking about how justified of God you are? When last you spend time thinking about the power of God? I will still ask you a practical question. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. 1 Timothy 4, 14. Don't worry, I'm already halfway. It's not meant to be a long sermon. But I wish to really pray with some people today. 1 Timothy 4, verse 14. Oh, Pantico, Vasa, Brahans, Tege, Bala, Anto, Vokati, Kemiozi, Leampos, Tege, Parkanti, Leros, Tege, Vishata. See, no sacrifice is too much for you to pay to listen to God's word. No sacrifice is too much for you to pay to listen to God's word. Not one. It's not too great. Do your best. Put in more effort. No sacrifice is too great. Okay. 1 Timothy 4, verse what? 14. Let me read 14, you read 15 for me. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbyteries. Verse 15, yes. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Let me read CEV translation. Use the gift you are given. When the prophet spoke the word, and the group of church leaders bless you by placing their hands on you. Verse 15, it says, remember these things and think about them so everyone can see how well you are doing. It says, remember these things and think about them so everyone can see how well you are doing. So you must keep your mind filled with some things. Let me read the BBE translation. Say, if you keep these things before the minds of the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, trained in the word of faith and of the right teaching, which has been your guide. If you, for instance, please help me now. When else do you think about raising the dead? I'm asking you. Write it down in your notes.
You think
else do you think about healing a man with HIV? Okay. I said, when last do you think about healing a man with HIV? Blood, cancer, leprosy. Just lay hands just like that. When last? When last do you think of causing the lame to walk? Write it down. The last time you talked about causing a lame. Just try and I'm giving you time to think. Write it down. When last do you think about preaching the gospel to 1,000 people at once? Write it down. The power of God is always available. The power of God is always available, but the raw material is your thought. The raw material is your thought. Amen. That's the raw material. That's the beginning. What do you fill your mind with? Do you fill it with junks? If I say, bring your phone now, let me see your song playlist. What will I find there? See, I just wish everybody hears this clearly and clearly. God gave us all good things richly to enjoy. I take that again. God gave us all good things richly to... Please, everybody sit down, please. God gave us all good things richly to enjoy. So, going for a movie, going for a show, going for a nice seminar is not bad. But have you allowed this to now shape your thinking all throughout the week? Going to a nice beach, having a nice time, is not bad at all. God gave you all good things richly to enjoy. But do you not allow those things to frame your thinking all week? Personally, I don't know of others. There's really an appreciation of football that is extreme to me. That's my own personal opinion anyway. That's what I'm saying. 1 Corinthians 7:31. First Corinthians. Hallelujah. Chapter 7, verse 31. And they, are you there? Okay, want to go, everybody? And they that use this word as not abusing it. For the fashion of this word, again, and they that use this word as not abusing it for the fashion of this word. So you must be conscious. That means you must know how to use the things of the word without abusing it. Amen, amen. Praise God. You must be conscious. In your relationship with the TV, with the internet, with cinemas, you must not allow the things you are enjoying to now frame your thinking. You must not. Everybody, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, open your Bibles, please. Don't get tired. Everybody, open your Bibles. First Corinthians chapter 10. I wait for everybody. I think I have to go. There's no mind for me to go around again. 10:23, 1 Corinthians 10:23. Is everybody there? If you're not there, let me see your hand. I wait for you. Okay. 1 Corinthians 10:23. Want to go, everybody? Read KJV, yes? Again, want to go? Let me read BBE for you. It says, we are free to do all things, but there are things which it is not wise to do. We are free to do all things, but not all things are for the common good. See, there are some things that it's not just wise to do. Same reason, you see some single ladies, just so full of themselves. All they post about is, all they read and post about is celebrities' relationship, the last girl Davido slept with. You are injuring yourself. All sort of unhealthy thoughts, gossips. In fact, when all you think about is the dude that will marry, to the future, how do you share it with you people? To the future boo, Abi, dear future boo, please ensure you do this. So please, I will not be part of. I think that there was a girl like that on Facebook. Like, she would tell me that she wants to be strong in teaching. She wants to be strong in the things of the spirit. And I will check her wall. All her letter is to a Buddha that she has not yet seen. What is all this? You can't be better than your thoughts. That is your thought. That will be your experience. All she talks about was her boolessness. Will I marry in the next 5 years? Dear future boo, how will the guy be? You must have 6 packs, so you must. Sorry for that. That's why some people will now be receiving 50 messages from different brothers every week. You are nice. You are lovely. You are sexy. And you'll not be thinking like a fool. You're like, hey, thank you. You're so cute. Yeah. I mean, so you won't know the one that is really serious from the one that is not serious. Yeah, you have told everybody. Dear Fisher Boo, why are you announcing? Why? When has it got to that? Everybody's now, I'm single and available. You can apply. Even if it's a joke, stop it. That is your thinking. That's my problem now. It's your thinking. That means you are just in your house. All you are just thinking about is, when will I see my boo? So the way I wrote it here is, don't fill your mind with the possibilities of your singleness. Don't fill your mind with the possibilities of your singleness. It's a subtle way to make you useless. Simple. Same as guys too. It's a subtle way to make you useless. When all you are thinking about is as a young guy. And on the other side, Matthew chapter 6. Please open your Bible. Matthew 6, 28. Matthew 6, 28. Come on. Help me in opening your Bible. When you're opening your Bible, you are doing me a favor. What that means, you are not allowing me to talk in vain. Matthew 6, 28. I told you, I said, this sermon may not look so nice. Matthew 6, 28. I will teach you anyway. Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. 29. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Verse 30, wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? 31, want to go, everybody? Yes? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we? Or with what shall we be? 32, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. 33, yes?
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. 34. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil. Can you see that? That's very strong. Now, it's not saying you should not work or think about, well, I mean, like in your job, or like don't brainstorm. No. But don't allow it to frame your thinking. When will I become this? When will I become this? When will I get this level? When will I just on healthy aspirations? So, but rather, he gave you the things to think upon. He said, think about the things of God's kingdom. He gave you the things to fill your mind with. Fill your mind with the things of the kingdom. Think about the right things. Fill your mind with the right things. Don't just confess what is not in your thoughts. Amen. Praise God.
Just 15 minutes, I'll be closing.
Have you thought strongly about, I want to, even when I'm 120, I want to be strong, healthy, jumping up and down. It's because, this old age of 18 is a thinking. From when you are young, you are already preparing to be old by 60. You get that? Hey. I think I should have marked down under understanding Genesis. When you are already 16, you are already saying, me, I just want to give back now. So when I'm 40, when I'm 30, I'm done. So when I'm 50, before I stop menopause, you have planned everything. Nature told you the things that is available. You say, yes, I agree. 60, I should have retired everything. He's thinking. If you want to change the course of things, you have the power of God. He's thinking. Every day, right now, start thinking about I will still be rejoicing the Holy Ghost. No walking stick here. Amen, 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 amen. I will have a nice family. I won't have children that will be pushing. Let's go to church. Even I'm not great, I will pursue you. I'm not. Is that Pastor Yankada said, you will see some single ladies. They will say, me, I will not take nonsense with any child. Any child that does nonsense, I will give him nonsense. You have not married, you have been planning for a child that will do nonsense. He's thinking. Praise God. Like, if I am driving, and you talk about accident when I'm driving, I can stop you and drop you. Imagine you are on 160. Sorry, I'm not say the extreme one. You are on top speed like this. And you are just going, and the guy is saying, this is a corner that's one. Jesus. This is a corner that's one Jeep and five families somersaulted and crashed. Can't you wait for me to slow down? I'm serious. Ask my wife. I will drop the person. I'll just park. Come down. Take transport here. Meet us at home. Amen. Because you know what that thought will do to me? Fear too will enter. Now you start shaking. Say, my bleep people has come. Right thinking. See, I don't think about disasters. I'm not saying you should not be careful, but come on, frame your thinking well. Frame it well. See, there are things when I sleep, if as a single lady, if when you sleep, the only vision dreams that you see is wedding gown, the wedding tray, reception. You are on a highway. You are on a highway to being useless. There are still special things to think about. Special things. Of course, don't worry. A good marriage is good. I mean, instead of thinking about wedding, why not think about a good marriage? No, it's different. Thinking about how big the chicken Ah, my reception like this.
Ah, Agba.
When last do you think about touching a corpse like Smith Woodward and the corpse gets back to life? See, these are the things that I fill my mind with. When I say my Christianity, Smith Wigglesworth, all his testimony, I'll be cramming God's general. When do you think about entering a new territory and taking the whole city for the gospel? When last? It is key, it's vital. Your mind is a manufacturing industry. Put nothing there, nothing comes out. Confess the word of God from today till tomorrow. If it's not there, if you are not thinking. I think on Wednesday also I will continue on this. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6, that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Say that the communication, the sharing, the expression of your Christianity. Philemon 1 verse 6. Philemon is before what? Is it before Hebrews? Say that the communication, that the sharing, that your appreciation of this, your new life, might be effectual by the what? Acknowledging of every good thing. Good things that are in you in Christ. You already asking your mother, mommy, as I'm about to get married now, and that man that helped you when you could not become pregnant for 5 years, hope you will give me his number. Ah. You are not even married, you are preparing for barrenness. Some of you, the way you have list of drugs, in case of this, apply. In case of this, apply. Specialist. Good things are in you. Think about them. There are good things to acknowledge. Your experience will be a product of what you fill your mind with. Don't put trash there. Please write this one in capital letters. Okay. To dishonor God does not start in actions. It starts in your thinking. To dishonor God, it doesn't start with the actions, it starts with wrong thinking. Romans 1:28. We have just a while to go. Are you enjoying me today? Say no. Romans 1:28. Open. Brabib, are you there? Okay, I wait for you. Romans 1:28. When you are there, let me know. Your thinking. Your thought. Okay. Romans 1:28. One to go, everybody, yes? And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now, with your understanding of what I taught in Genesis, what we did in that series, you understand it's not God that gave them up individually. Their refusal to acknowledge God in their thinking is them giving themselves over. Amen? Praise God. That giving is done by man, not by God. Let me read this translation for you, CEV. Like I said, their refusal to acknowledge God in their thinking is them separating themselves from God. CEV translation says, since these people refuse even to think about God, he lets their useless mind rule over them. That is why they do all sorts of indecent things. Says, since these people refuse to think about God, when last do you think about the things of God? Is it only on Sundays? Amen. Me, when I don't have a boring moment. When nothing is happening, my default is tongues. It's just tongues. Praise God. Every day I'm thinking about the record of big miracles that we will record in this church this year. I think about it. I think about being healthy, becoming stronger. I think about good things for you all. And that thinking shapes my confession. The confession enters my prayer point. It will enter our experience. Say amen. Write this down, especially ladies. Write this down. When you allow things you don't really want to fill your mind, when you allow things you don't really want to fill your mind, see, one day your actions will surprise you. When you don't allow the things you don't really want to fill your thinking, one day your actions will surprise you. Think about good things. Think about exploits in God's kingdom. Think about preaching and teaching the gospel of Christ. Think about people receiving the word from you. Think about honoring others. When you don't think, oh God, this is so strong. Ministers, please pay attention to this. When you don't think about being great in God's kingdom, you deny God of using you. Ministers, write down clear. You can say, well, I'm busy all week. I'm always busy. I'm always at work. See, when you don't think about doing great things for God's kingdom, you are already denying God from using you. You're already saying no. Yeah, I'm always busy. I've gone to school. From school, all the lectures. After this, I have to just get home, find something to eat. My clothes is dirty. No time to think. You are right. But that your excuses are you telling God that, God, please don't use me. Miracles will not jump on you. You will think about it. Amen, amen, amen. Here's the difference, though. Is there any great man around you? This is their uniqueness. They think about it. They fill their minds with it. So thinking about the things of God must not be in church alone. It must not be in church alone. Right, man, please try and play the keyboard. We're about to close. So when you don't fill your mind with it, it doesn't happen. When you don't fill your mind with good things, the power of God will see nothing to work upon. Because the power of God in you will only cooperate with the good things you have put there. Don't forget where I started from. I said the man is like an assembly line. Amen? Put the right thoughts there. Power is available. The power of God will transmit that thoughts to what? To your words. The power of God will transmit that same words to your what? To your experience. To your actions. But when there is nothing in the beginning, what will God act upon? Your mind is powerful. Your mind is powerful. Do you want God to use you? Starts from with your mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Your mind. Philippians 4, verse 1. I want men that will be strong in the gospel. I want men that will go to the streets. Get men filled with the Holy Ghost. You think about it. Not just on Saturdays. You think about it. Fill your mind with these things. Reviver. I want to enter a tea just in one day. Raise my hands and all the limbs there get up and they start walking. Think about it. As you think about it, then the power of God will tell you the type of prayer you'll be praying. The power of God will tell you how to take prayer serious. How to take vigil serious. How to know how to acknowledge the goodness in you in Christ. Think about it. Be active in your thoughts. Don't be passive. Put something there. What do you want to see in life? Put into your thinking. If you don't see it there in your thinking, it will not materialize. At least pick this from the motivational speaker. Right thinking. Why? The scripture taught it. Philippians 4. Let me read from verse 1. Therefore, my beloved brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I go to verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And I say again, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayers and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Verse 8, can we take this together? One to go, everybody. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And so you won't think that he's just talking about anything. He told you those things. Verse 9. Those things which you have what? Both learned and received and heard. Who? And seen in me. Do. And the God of peace shall be with you. And that translation, BB said, for the rest of my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are of honor, whatsoever things are upright, whatsoever things are holy, beautiful, of value, of praise, give thoughts to these things. Keep your mind on whatsoever is true, pure, right, holy, friendly, and proper. Don't ever stop thinking about what is worthwhile and worthy of praise. Don't stop. Right thinking. Things that are honorable, commendable, acceptable, fair, pure. Fill your mind with this. Ministers, when you don't think about your preaching all week, you are denying God of using you. How do I get to word of knowledge? If I want to preach on Sunday, I'll prepare this message since Monday. Then every day I'll be thinking about it. As I'm thinking about it, what will happen? God will be telling me, okay, at some time, there will be a man that will be around like this. Oh, fine. It's not just, at times we approach Christianity orally. God, no. It doesn't work like that. That's why I don't like preparing messages that I will preach today, maybe this night or else. No, I will have done it since. Then I'll just be thinking about it, praying about it. How well will this thing bless people? When is the right time to put this out? Give the word time in your brain. This brain. Why you now have the mind of Christ. The production starts here. You think about it. Yes, they did not think it worthy to acknowledge God in their thinking. He gave them over to reprobate minds. Say, I receive awesome experiences. Say, I receive good times. Say, I receive pleasant times to come. Say, good things will not surprise me because I'm always thinking about good things. Yeah, let that one settle. If they suddenly give you, someone just dash you a brand new car. What's that? You know me or someone like sang? Me, like it's just a sand. Useless sand. Amen? That's one Yoruba song that I have. Very crazy.
Oh, God. Me? Are you sure?
Give me a car if you don't want it. Yes, one nice teacher, but now one married.
Are you sure you want to propose?
What are you expecting before? Who do you want to? Who are you expecting before? Think about the right things. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, exploits in the kingdom of God fills my mind. Say, this week, I give myself to right thinking. I give myself to productive thinking. In my profession, I think about excellence. But in God's word, I think about exploits. I think about doing it well. I think about doing it better. I think about healing the sick. I think about giving word of knowledge. I think about raising the dead. Hallelujah! See, I think about abundance. See, I don't think lack. Hallelujah! You know me, I need that on myself. See, I don't think lack. I think abundance. Say, I don't think debit a lot. I think about credit. Thank you, Jesus. Right thinking. Right thinking. It will be done. Right thinking. Right thinking. Look at Noah. How did this man bring down the first rain? Thinking, strong thinking, 120 years. Although he only spoke about it in the morning and in the evening, every day, but he was thinking about it all day, 120 years. It happened. That's what I'm saying. There are some things that even God will say, see, God will tell everybody, see, I cannot deny this person from getting what he's looking for. See what he has done. There was a guy then. He said the final batch of in OAU, everything came out. And he said his name is not there. Ha. He said, I'm not missing this one. He will now wake up early in the morning every day. Go to OAU gate. If you know OAU, that's in their gate. Lift up your OAU gate. I am coming in this semester. Every day. I said the guy was doing it for a week. I don't know what happened. He entered up. After the final batch, I said, I've been impressed. Just see yourself doing it. Don't be casual in your thinking. Don't just think about Mr. Biggs all day. Go to Mr. Biggs, eat the food, leave the place. Simple. Watch the football, leave it there. Okay, then think about other things. Amen, amen, amen. Glory!
Pray to the most secret that is. Pray to the most secret that is.